For a sermon tonight, then I'm very sorry, but you'll be a little bit disappointed. But I hope what you're going to get is going to be theologically rich, biblically rich, and it will be interactive as well. So hopefully, you know, we can all have a good time together and continue to praise the Lord, but to think specifically towards our overseas work that we do. Now, I have to apologise at the outset. Two apologies. Firstly, my own. I think that everybody's got 20/20 vision. Okay. Now, the slides with the big words on is my dear pastor. He did those. But as we move forward, the writing gets smaller. That's when I took over. So I'm sorry, I'm not very proficient in this presentation stuff, this PPPs, PowerPoint presentations. Yes. So the next one, the words will be bigger, okay? But yeah, and I also must apologise as well for the school teacher missionary that we have. Because hers is only marginally bigger than mine when we get onto hers. So anyway, Phil said 30 years ago, you know, I've been here 30 years. I've been here 34, I think it is, something like that. But when I first came into this church, we had, it was the other way. So we were pointing down there, the front was here. And we had a board at the back, and it had a pioneer missionary on there. That's what really captured my heart, part of it. Helen Brackenbury was up on a picture. We hardly ever saw her, because those days, you went out to mission, you were gone 5 years or more. And you used to come back periodically and share. So it was, I'd actually become a follower of Jesus, and I was already out of here before Helen came back to share about mission. So she, you know, she was a pioneer really. But now, I mean, to have a whole evening where we can talk about the mission activity and the partners that we have around the world is just incredible, for God's grace, God's provision, and the willingness of the people within the fellowship to go and to make disciples and to share the good news. Yeah. Now I'm pressing both ways, Al, so there we go, look. Oh, was it? Oh, right, okay. So there we go. I'm getting the right way now. So, right. Okay. There we go. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? So, intentionally, I'd like to go through each of our partners tonight, and we're going to hear a little bit about what they're doing. Currently, they've sent me different bits of information about their current prayer needs and stuff, you know. And that's how we're going to do it. Well, we'll spend some time. I'm going to have the mic to roam. That's the interactive part. So when we're praying for a particular one, if they're close to your heart and stuff, put your hand up. I'll bring it over and you can pray for us corporately. But the rest of the time we'll pray just quietly amongst ourselves and stuff. So, this year, Amik Family Home, which is, I played a part in the construction of it, will have its 30th birthday, 30th anniversary birthday. And it's been home to more than probably 60 to 70 children have grown up in that home now over those years. So it's really testimony to God. And many of them have gone into become followers of Jesus and are now working within Christian ministry and stuff. So that's a really praise point for God and stuff, you know. And Etche Home do other things apart from that. And they've got the family home. They've got the Eka home, which is really like a hospice now that they work out of. And they have And then they've got a grandparent project, which is an elderly project, and they work amongst, because there's been a lot of migration from Romania since the revolution, and it's an aging population, and there's just not the support there for elderly people. And they still do the family project, which is going into poverty-stricken homes and trying to help to lift them out of poverty in many different ways and stuff, you know. But I had some really sad news last week. They had a new person start with them on Monday, Amelia. And sadly, on Wednesday, she had a heart attack and died. And so they were hit with that. And their latest newsletter, which I can email to anybody that wants it, has, praise God for our new addition, Amelia, who's joining us in this project, and it's had to be struck through, and at the bottom, it's, you know, and pray for Amelia's family. Now, tradition in Romania will mean that Amelia has already been buried, but the hurting and the grief will continue, obviously, for the family. So, you know, we can pray for them, for the family, and also for the shock for the team. It was Wednesday evening at home. She didn't feel well. She went to bed and had a heart attack and never recovered. So, yeah. But in March, we're hoping that Christina Balash, who is Liviu's daughter, who is now helps to head up the work of Etche Homa, will be coming to visit us to share in person about the work and the ministry of Etche Homa. Will be really good, because I know that many of you have joined me in trips to Etche Homa. So let's spend a moment or two praying. If anybody wants to pray out loud using the mic, then just put your hand up and I'll bring it over. Otherwise, we'll just spend some time praying. And I'll close.
Lord, I thank you for Chris going out there all those years ago to help with the building of that place. I thank you for the staff, Lord Jesus. I thank you for all the children that have gone through there and have experienced your love, Lord Jesus. And thank you that some of those are following you, Lord Jesus, now. I pray you continue to just bless that place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amelia's family, and Lord, we pray for mercy and comfort at this time. Lord, we pray for the Etche Homa staff and the shock that they must be in, and pray that you would carry them through this time. Lord, we thank you that Amelia trusted in you and loved you, and her family can just have that comfort of knowing she's with you. But Lord, this must be such a shock for the whole community, and we just want to pray comfort and strength for each one, but especially Amelia's family. May the whole staff team and her family come together just to share together in this. We just lift them to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for the longevity of the witness of Etche Homa right from its conception following the revolution back in 1989. We thank you for Liviu, who led the mission for so many years, Lord, and now still involved, but take more of a back seat. We pray a blessing upon him this evening. He's a dear friend to many of us as he's visited. Lord, we pray for the next generation of leaders, with Chris and Antonella taking the organization on, Lord. And we pray especially for the possibility that Chris will come to visit us in March. And we pray that you will continue to lead her and guide her and bless her and encourage her, Lord. And all the team There's more than 30 employees within Ecce Homo now, Lord, all over Romania, doing different tasks and doing different ministries. We pray that you'll draw close to them. And early part of next month, when they have their annual general meeting or their general assembly, we pray that you will bless that, Lord, and encourage them and empower them to push on during the difficult winter and all of the things that they encounter trying to share the good news about Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ed, I spoke to Ed and got a few notes on Agape. Obviously, we had a group go out there in October, and they had a great time, the young people, and they did a camp, and it was very successful, I think. And I think everybody that took part thoroughly enjoyed it, and the testimonies that the young people brought back about what God was doing in and through them was wonderful. You know, let alone what they imparted over there of God's love. But there's a few areas for prayer. The treasurer of Agape Alive in India, in the UK, collapsed last week and went to hospital and has some heart problems, I think, and has had to, with immediate effect, relinquish his position. So they're looking for a new treasurer. So anybody good with numbers, and have a word with Ed. So, and also the safe transfer of money. We've been praying about this quite a lot because it's becoming more and more difficult to get finance through to India via the banking system. But obviously carrying large amounts of cash is not safe either. So, you know, it's got a little bit easier, but there's still some challenges. Andhra Pradesh has got state elections very soon, and they're really praying that the state leader will be changed because he's not particularly amenable to anybody, I don't think, so by all accounts. But Ed said we want to give thanks for all of the areas of ministry that are being, they're successful, but there is a difficulty that it's Andhra Pradesh, the area that is probably one of the most receptive areas to the gospel in India, but it's becoming more and more difficult even there to openly share the gospel. So although they've got all of these ministries, it's becoming more and more difficult to carry them out. So we could really, if we can pray into those areas and those situations, that would be really good. But he thanks us on behalf of Agape and Chandra and Shaker for our love and our support and our prayers. So let's pray.
And they absolutely came back so on fire. And Father God, not only did they give out so much, but their hearts were opened to see what you were doing in that country. And Father, we just lift that country to you. We lift this wonderful project, Lord, that you put in place and we're part of. And we just pray, Lord, that you will find them a new treasurer very quickly, Lord. The right person. You know them, they know who they are just now, but you're going to just speak to them, Lord. So we pray this week we'll find a new treasurer for that place, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Gospel. Thank you, Lord, that you are just always allowing us to share in different ways. And I pray that you would just plant new ideas, new thoughts, new patterns, Lord, that they would just follow you. Pray you'd go ahead of that leadership team. We pray for great wisdom for Sandra and Shaker, Lord. We pray, Holy Spirit, be with them and work through them. And Lord, I just sense that there could be something new, something different. And I pray that, Lord, as they hear from you, they would be brave and bold and step into what you have for them. We pray blessing over that school, for all those children that are being educated and being fed. Father, we pray for protection around that compound. We pray that no harm would come to any of the children and any of the staff. And Lord, again, we pray for provision. Father, we thank you that you are a God that provides. But we pray, Lord, that there would be a way of getting the income over to India. Lord God, we pray that you would answer their prayers. Lord, you know what they need. And we pray you would go ahead and be that God that provides more than enough to give away. Amen. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord, for all of our involvement through Agape Alive in India, Lord. Thank you for all the people from this fellowship that have been involved and are involved still in that work. Thank you for our partners, Chandra and Shaker, over there. And we pray, Father God, as they approach these elections, Lord, we pray that you will bring new leadership into that area. You will bring a softening of hearts, Lord, and you will enable the gospel to continue to be proclaimed as freely as possible in that area, Lord. We pray for boldness for all of the people living there, standing up for you and for their faith, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we move on to Open Doors, and it was good to see Karis and Steve back in December and for Christmas. It was nice to see them and spend a little bit of time with them. And obviously Open Doors, we're partnering with them, a partner church, and there's a number of people who come to the church who work amongst them within Open Doors over in Whitney. But Steve and Karis are based out in Lebanon, and Karis is serving directly through Open Doors with out in the Middle East and North Africa, MENA. But she's been preparing a curriculum for teaching and for training young people living in persecution. And she's just finalising all the addendums and all the little bits and pieces to finish off the project before that's going to be rolled out across the region. So that's really exciting. But she's got to finish it off and get it done, as well as with the travelling that she does in that area to encourage people and work with them and everything. And obviously, we all know what's happening in that region at this moment in time, so I know that they would appreciate prayers for their safety when they're travelling, and just the whole region and area, because if this war spreads north into Lebanon, then, you know, things are going to happen over there, and it could become very dangerous. So let's pray for Open Doors generally. I mean, on Wednesday, they're rolling out the World Watch List at Parliament. So pray that we heard this morning that there was to be 136, I think it was, MPs attending. But let's hope that we'll break 150. So let's just be praying into that situation. That would be great.
For the fact that you have called them to be in that area. And Lord, we lift them to you again. We pray, Lord, that for Karis, particularly in the preparation and the completion of the course, the curriculum for those persecuted young people. We pray, Lord, that you will Use that mightily, Lord, to help those young people to stand firm for you. And we do pray, Lord, for Caris and Steve's safety. We ask, Lord, for your protection, that you'll send your angels to guard them, Lord. You'll be like a wall of fire round about them, keeping them safe. We pray, Lord, we pray that this situation in the Middle East will not escalate. We pray, Lord, that for peacemakers, and we pray that sense and peace will prevail, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you for our partnership with Open Doors. Thank you for all the opportunities that they have given us as a fellowship to get involved, to keep our persecuted brothers and sisters high on the agenda of our prayers, of our church. And Lord, we think about this week, a busy week for the team, as they go down to London to present the World Watch List for this year, Lord. And we pray that you will encourage many members of Parliament to attend that, to support it, Lord, to make a united voice against the persecution, Lord. And we pray, Father God, that you will help all those who are speaking, who are leading, who are sharing, Lord. Give them a boldness to speak out for you into that situation and to this world that needs you so much. Amen. Amen. So we also support Will Buttrick. He's back in the UK at this moment in time. He was out in Hong Kong and serving out there, but he's come back. He's seeking the Lord for his future. He's going to be doing some training, some further mission training, and he's looking at different opportunities. His heart is overseas. He really would like to go back out to serve God overseas. It's just not sure the exact geographical location at the moment, but praise the Lord, his heart's still out there. And so God will obviously lead and direct him. And in the meantime, he's been really, really appreciative of the support that he's received from this fellowship, because his work was quite challenging, and he had some challenging situations and stuff. So he's working through them, and he's getting to the right side of them, which is really encouraging. So, but we continue to pray for him, support him, and when you see him in church, give him a tap on the shoulder and bless him. And but I'll pray now for him, and so join me in prayer. Father God, we thank you for Will and for everything that you've done in his life and through him in Hong Kong over the last few years, working with the addicts, recovering. Lord, it was a very difficult environment to be in, and thank you for sustaining him through that, Lord, during that time. But you've brought him back here. He's not totally sure where his next move is, Lord, but we just encourage him to keep on walking, because you find it's much easier to direct somebody who's walking. So, Lord, we pray for him as he looks at opportunities over the coming months to do some more training and to look at missions more deeply, Lord. But I know he's very grateful for the support he's received from the church, and our vision for mission has been a real blessing to him, Lord. So continue to uphold him, encourage him, and bless him, Lord, and envision him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. The pastor put this one together, so you see the writing's a little bit larger. I did put the Logos Hope in, but I kept it at the same font, so we can see that. But, yeah, so Emily, September last year, wasn't it, guys? She'd been all over the place before then, but she officially joined the OM ship, Logos Hope, in September last year. And since September, I hope my maths is right, because I've added some bits in. You see, I didn't do that. Okay, so that is Emily. So these are the countries that she's been to and the places that she's been to so far. I added the 16 different countries, but please correct me if I'm wrong, because some of the places that she's been to have both obviously been in the same country. But so she's, yeah, she's ticked off quite a few countries off the bucket list. They're probably not necessarily all countries that you would choose to go to, but yeah. So she's been there, and she has very, very nicely put together some slides. Again, apologies on her behalf for the font size. She's got very good eyesight. But I will just read it just to help us. On the ship, I'm a full-time teacher, mostly teaching 1.5 to 5-year-olds. I love the diversity and freedom to teach a range of children from such a variety of countries and doing school trips in different countries we go to. A few highlights from school this year was the school Christmas play, taking the children to different departments around the ship and taking them to a safari park. We also got to bake and bring cookies to another ship whilst we were in Madagascar and dance for them. One day a week, we have a Connect Day, which could be anything from helping out with an event on the ship, going to different churches and schools, or doing practical tasks. A few highlights for me was teaching Kaylee, thank you, Hermie. You saw that? Kaylee dancing at an Indian social club. A group of 100 Madagascan children praying for British children and spending a week in Oman teaching English and meeting locals. So obviously getting lots of opportunity to meet different people and from many different countries who were where Christianity isn't necessarily openly accepted. So we just continue to pray for Emily and everything that she's doing on there. And she very helpfully put us another page with some prayer points. So if you would like to interact and join with me to pray for Emily, that would be really good.
Father, we thank you for Em. Thank you for her heart. Thank you for the practical skills that you have given to her and that she's still developing. Father, thank you for her zest for life, joining in anything and everything with a whole heart. Thank you that she desires to know you and to make you known. Father, we pray for her, pray for all the everyday needs that she has, the practical, the knowing what to teach in the school. Father, thank you that you will guide her and provide for her in the big things as well, as she looks ahead, as she thinks, as she prays about the future. Father, guard her and guide her, we pray, for her blessing and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just pray Em's one day off a week that she gets a break. We pray that will be a really restful time, that she'll be able to get some time alone, time
to be with you and just to be resting in you, Lord. We just pray for precious time on her day off, Lord, and just be close to her each day. Thank you, Jesus.
Bravery and courage, Lord, in just going out to serve you, and most of the time she didn't know what it would entail and where she would go, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that complete trust in you, Lord, and for the resourcefulness that you've put in her, Lord, that even when she was heading a school, it was preparation for this, Lord, that you've been putting things in her heart, Lord, and giving her skills that she's using, Lord, on this ship. Lord, I just pray, Lord, for the new families, Lord, that are joining, Lord, that it's a very much a coming and going kind of situation, Lord, with friendships that are made and then saying goodbye and then new people coming. And Lord, even in the winter, Lord, and the seas are stormy, Lord. Lord, I just pray for safety for all of them on these ships, Lord. And Lord, for health as well. Keep them well. Yeah. And Lord, I do pray, Lord, that you would just keep watching over Emily, Lord. And I pray that she won't be burnt out, Lord. Mm. And that it sounds exhausting. All these countries always demands on her time and her energy, Lord. And I just pray that you would refresh her and replenish, Lord, all that she gives out, Lord. And I just pray your blessing and your protection over her. And Lord, that you've been with her in all these years she's been out on this ship, Lord. And that you will guide her even in these next year, Lord, and what lies beyond the 9 months that she has left on this ship, Lord. Pray, Lord, that she'll just have a complete peace about the next thing. Yeah. And Lord, whatever it is she's waiting for, wanting to see, Lord, I pray that you'll grant her her heart's desires in Jesus' name. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. David and Melanie, out in Papua New Guinea, again with YWAM. And they got married last year. And David's received his spousal visa in super quick time. Apparently it can take forever, but his came straight through with no problems at all. So that's helped him quite a bit, I think, because instead of having to get a visa to stay in Australia and then get another visa to go to Papua New Guinea and stuff, then he's got permanent right to remain in Australia now and going through the rest of that process. And that makes, I think, travel to Papua New Guinea easier and stuff. So that's a really praise God for that. And we just continue to pray for David and Melanie. They're back in Townsville at the moment in Australia, working from the base, I do believe. But pray for Paul and Kath, that's David's mum and dad, because they're planning a visit over to see them in February. So they're just putting the final things together for that. So that'll be great. So we'll have to remember to send our greetings and our love over to them with Paul and Kath. Let's just pray for them. Father God, we thank you when every time I seem to stand up here, we go back into the past and we think of many of us watching David grow up and the paper aeroplanes made out of the contact sheets that whizzed around the church during the first part of the service. But just the way that you took hold of that young man, and when he focused on you and he went up to a YWAM DTS in the UK and you transformed him, Lord. You set his heart on fire for you, Lord. And he ended up in Northern Territory or North Queensland in Australia, Lord, serving you. And that's where you introduced him to Melanie, his future wife. And you've been continuing to develop David and his skill set, Lord, and his heart to reach out into Papua New Guinea. And it's like it's full circle, Lord, from when Helen was out there, and David and Melanie now are walking and boating down the rivers that Helen's been down all those years ago, Lord, and taking the good news in a health manner out to PNG, sharing the gospel. And we pray and we thank you and praise you for the quick visa release, Lord, for David, the spousal visa. And hopefully that will make travel and different things more easy for them, Lord. But we pray as they continue to work out of the base at the moment and looking at different ways of how they can serve and get back to PNG, taking teams and stuff, Lord. We pray that you will help them, envision them, Lord, and just fill their days and continue to bless their marriage, Lord. And with Paul and Kath going out to see them, we pray this will be a tremendous time of blessing for Paul and Kath and for David and Melanie, Lord. And they will get a first-hand view of some of the things that the guys are doing. We thank you for them. Bless them, encourage them, and help them. In Jesus' name. Amen. We continue. How could you not speak to that smile if he came up to you? Bless him. Dear old Zach, we're supporting Zach down in London. He was with YWAM. He did a DTS as well. But now he's working with Hope and Anchor Community Church in Camden Town. So he's gone to the smoke, but he's kept a part of the locale with him and stuff, you know. So he's doing this. This is a part of his voluntary work, but he also does his personal training, which helps him to live down in London. But we support him, and he's getting involved. He's got a podcast thing going on a weekly basis, and yeah, so if you're on any of the old platforms, try Instagram and just put Hope and Anchor Community Church into Instagram and in the search engine, and you will find a picture of Zach deep in worship with his guitar and stuff. So he's working with the worship group, but I think he's doing well. He is in a relationship now, I do believe. So some of us met her over, you know, she's not a figment of his imagination. She is actually real, and she came up and visited here. So but let's pray for him. I've asked Tim to pray for Zach and his work.
No. You were thinking of home, weren't you? Yeah. Oh, God, we just thank you for Zach, how you made him to be. Lord, thank you for his enthusiasm, his life, his light. We thank you for his passion for you. Lord God, his the way in which he turned his life 180 degrees just to serve you in London those few years ago, Lord. And how you've blessed him, Lord. How you've blessed him while he's been there. Lord, we just pray for the new initiative and the new building that they're doing up, Lord God. I just pray that the gym they put in there will be a really fertile ground for him to share the gospel with others. We know, Lord, that he'll be doing that as a private trainer, personal trainer as well in the other gym where he works. And we just pray, God, just for lots and lots of open doors for Zach, Lord, that the gospel would just be so easy, as Chris said, so easy to receive from Zach, Lord. A Lord that he just genuinely loves people. And we also pray, God, that you just open up some more doors into the Turkish community and to use his life and background, Lord, to reach into that community, Lord, with the gospel that so desperately needs it. So Holy Spirit, come. And we ask you, Lord, to bless his relationship with Martha. And I pray, God, that you really guide them and lead them by your Holy Spirit and all to, yeah, wherever you want that to go. Lord God, we thank you for Zach. And we ask you to pour out your spirit upon him and bless him so much. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
And finally, the last couple of months has seen us say cheerio to two of our younger members. And in November, Ben Goble set off to South Africa, and he's gone out to a place called Knysna, and he's working with Youth for Christ at a camp there, and he's working in different areas. He had a very eventful flight down, and I think he'd flown two places in his life, and then he did three in a day and a bit, and it was quite exhilarating, I think, let's say, in certain ways. But he's been there now. He's started to settle in. He went there to get involved in football, but we were convinced that he would be standing on the football and elongating it to play the proper game, which he loves, being a Welshman, half Welsh. So he got there and was pretty much immediately getting involved in rugby. So he's training rugby as well. He's helping out. He's just started again. He had a virus over Christmas. He wasn't very well. We were praying for him over Christmas, but a lot of the others were away because they were closed for the Christmas period. So he had the house to himself. So he had a bit of solitude. He was able to recover. But this last week, he started back in, and he's working on this Helping Hands and Heart project, where they're working with practical skills, building skills, and teaching and equipping. He'd been out a few times helping me over the last 12 to 18 months, and he was saying about how he was going to have to teach him about tiling and stuff, you know. So hopefully he'll have remembered some of the bits we sent on and stuff, you know. So if they get a chance to set up a sweet shop and stuff, he'll be a master craftsman at that. And I do know somebody not too far away from me who's travelling down to that part of the world on a business trip later this month, I think. He's got a... Pardon? Oh, he's taking him some stock down. Yes, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. So he'll be... But he's getting stuck in, and he's really been getting right in there and doing what he can. We need to pray for him in his relationships with the other team, because it's a truly multicultural experience. I think there's an American girl there, but I think that's the only other one that speaks English, or nearly English, as their first language. But everybody else's English is their second language generally. So just help him with that interaction and the developing. But it's just amazing how he stepped out and went when God called him. And then obviously on Friday, dear old Becca, she set off to Norway. I didn't choose the photos, by the way, guys. But she's not here. So, yeah. But she set off on Friday, and she's safely arrived, hasn't she? She's been for a swim already in the sea, by all accounts. So, yes. Yeah. Apparently somebody put on the chat today, I would imagine that she jumped in and she jumped out pretty quickly. But, all good for you, Al. I see Phil's just dying to go on a pastoral visit over there, aren't you, mate? Yeah. So, but she's... Oh, yes, yes, Yes. Yeah. But one of the things is Becca's there for 3 months and then she's going somewhere else in the world, not geographically determined at this moment in time, on outreach. So she's got three months of a lecture phase and then 2 months of outreach. And she doesn't know where she's going, but it's likely to be somewhere quite a bit hotter than Norway. But she's had to pack for both all eventualities, you know, to carry that. And so, so I'm sure it was fun in the Dean household last week trying to determine what was happening and what was going and what wasn't and stuff. But, she settled in, she's thrown herself in, they're doing team building and everything to start with, so they'll get the team. There's 15 from all over the world. She's the only native English speaker, I think, isn't she? So. Right. Oh, right. Okay. So, yeah. So, but we just pray that she will quickly settle in, and for Ben as well. But we're going to spend the last few moments of this evening, we're praying for those, and please, you know, pray out, and I'll bring the mic around, and then I'll close our time of prayer.
Father, I can pray for both my ex-employees. Lord, I pray particularly for Ben. We've been praying for a pal, a buddy for him, just someone he can hang out with and relax, just to have a bit of a giggle, and pray that you would bring that person alongside him. Father, we pray for his faith, that you would continue to challenge him, but also just to draw him close, that he can just re-establish himself in you. Father, we pray your blessing. Pray your Holy Spirit would equip him for the work he's doing. And we ask that you would bring him some joy and fun as well alongside. Help him to share that with those he meets. And for Becca, Lord, I pray that you would just help her to settle in. And Lord, I pray that you would just give that little spark that she's got to allow her to share that with others. And again, that she would find a friend there that she can relax and have fun with. But Lord, I pray that your heart would be open, her heart would be softened to hear from you, Lord. And we pray your blessing on her. In Jesus' name, amen.
And Father God, we want to pray for all the mums and dads that are left behind. Yes. Lord, I pray that you would keep them free from fear. Lord, they would hand all their worries over to you. Thank you, Father, that you are with every individual person that we've talked and prayed about tonight. Yes. Thank you that you have your hand of blessing on their heads and that you lead their path. Thank you, Father, that you've got their backs and you go round, surround them. But Father, I pray that you would surround those that are left behind. Lord, that you would keep them close to you, that their prayer life would expand further than they would ever imagine, and Lord, that you would be good to them. For those that struggle to keep in touch with the internet, Lord, we pray that you would, again, enable them to know what's going on and to communicate with their loved ones abroad. So, Father, we thank you that we can trust you, that you are faithful and you are true. And Lord, we believe you when you say that you are with everyone, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yeah, Father, we just lift Ben up, and I thank you so much, Lord, that he went very quickly, and it was such an excitement for him. But Lord, it's not always easy when there are multicultural and English is not spoken as first language. And I just lift him to you, Lord. Just help him to understand and not be frustrated and heartbroken when they don't understand how we think, how we speak. And it's hard when sometimes they speak and it doesn't mean what you think it means. And so just be with him in that time, Lord, because, you know, and for Becca, Lord, it's not always high in the sky. It's for a few weeks, but sometimes it's hard. And you change them and you speak to them, Lord. And I pray for a real anointing on both these young people, Lord, that they will be truly, absolutely anointed as they give out the gospel, as they give out prayers, as they give out teaching, and as they give out the gift they have to take to those countries. In Jesus' name.
Lord, we just thank you for Ben and all that you're doing in his life. We just pray that, God, that as he's working on the Hearts and Hands project, Lord, that, as Chris shared, that the skills that he has learned, Lord, will come to the front. But also, Lord, that he'll be able to find that he's really equipping these young guys with life skills that will give them a hope and a future and an employment. I pray, God, you just really help him to see how the gospel is bigger than just maybe a theological thing, but also, Lord, you save a whole life. And so we go pray, God, you'll give him a chance to share his faith with those young men as well. And as he's doing the rugby and the football coaching, again, Lord, that who he is, I pray you'll just help him to be Jesus incarnate, Lord, in that place, Lord Jesus, that he'll be the Bible for people to read. Who got poor literacy, Lord, and that, Lord, who he is and how you've made him and how you've put him together, Lord, will just be a real testimony of your love to those young people in South Africa. And for Becca, Lord, obviously we just ask you to really bless her, especially the next 3 months, Lord, as she gets stretched beyond what she's expecting in different areas that she wasn't expecting. Lord, you know, we know what you do in those times. Lord, we just pray it'll be such a blessing for her, Lord. I pray, God, that you just really bless her journaling, really bless her conversation with you, Lord, that she'll be able to hear you really clearly and get a real sense, Lord, of you speaking to her. And thank you so much, Lord, that she doesn't know what's happening in 3 months' time. I pray that whole mystery will be just part of the journey with you, Lord, understanding and trusting you, that you know what's around the corner. Thank you, Jesus. Just really bless them. Fill them up with your love and your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for Becca and for Ben, Lord, for their willingness to go, their desire to spend this time getting to know you better and being prepared to do anything for you, Lord. We pray that you will surround them again with your love. You'll empower them by the power of the Holy Spirit. And you will bless them beyond their belief, Lord. And help them in everything that they get involved with to be messengers of the light, Lord. And your love. And we thank you too, Lord, that we've been able to spend this time this evening, just lifting up partners, friends, children, relatives, Lord, and loved ones who have stepped out, who have gone out for you, Lord. And we pray that you will continue to stir up our hearts. Doesn't have to be young people. We can all go. Lord, stir us up and get us at least to a place of being prepared to go. And then you will open up opportunities for us to go. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, in us and through us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for taking part this evening. We're going to close with our final song. Henry's going to lead us in. God bless you. Have a good week. Mm-hmm.